Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Massive peak of Holy Communions at the weekend. But also, you're coming into peak school tour season as well. I've even heard school tours going to Venice.
Sorry, what?
Yeah.
We're having international school tours. Surely now that is secondary school level.
That's secondary school. Okay. TY, big money spender, going to Venice on a school tour. I feel I've been absolutely shafted because I had only two school tours in my life. In primary school, we got to go to Enniskillen, to the Lakeland Forum. It was my first time ever playing indoor football. So I suppose that was cool.
Yeah.
But when you look back in it and you hear people going abroad, did I get shafted? And then our secondary school tour, because the year before us, got to go to Barcelona, and they'd done some things in Barcelona they shouldn't have.
Ruined it for everyone.
It meant we got to go to Letterkenny. No offence, Letterkenny. And you have been hotter than Barcelona for the past couple of weeks, but it would be nice to get out foreign.
The thing is, yeah, so I had grand total of one school tour in primary school, which was, I think you would put it at 23 minutes away from the school. You can't really count that. And then, yeah, in secondary school...
23 minutes.
I think that's literally the driving distance it would take to get from the school tour to the destination, which I don't want to shade, because it'd be a good school tour destination if you're travelling from further away.
I get you, yeah.
Do you know? But you're like, this is only out the road.
We sometimes don't appreciate what's right beside us.
Yeah, and then secondary school, no official school tour, the trip that stands out, because again, didn't do TY, so that was probably why I missed out on that. But we got to go to the Helix to see one of the school's former pupils compete in Eurostar.
Not bad.
Do you know what? So that, like, not an official school tour, but still kind of cool.
Not bad. I kind of half rate that.
Yeah, yeah.
I would slate my own school tours, but I kind of half rate yours.
What do you think? Is it a six?
Five getting to Dublin.
Right, okay.
To see one of your former pupils compete in Eurostar. Can we get some school tours? We want to rate and slate them. I know there's been terrible ones. I know there's been absolutely amazing ones. Let's do some rating and slating to see. Did you come from money? Did your school go private for its school tour? 087-1102-107. Where did you go?
The spectrum runs from Letterkenny to Venice.
That's the difference between money and a small country school. Where did you go? It seems we were the ones that were shafted. So let's rate and slate some of your school tours and see where you went. This one made me curse. Hi, Caitlin. Caitlin from Clare. In second year, my school had the option of going to Rome or Austria skiing.
What?
I chose to go to Austria and about 30 of us went skiing for a week. Then in fifth year, we did French exchange for 2 weeks.
Ah, come on, Caitlin.
Caitlin. Do you come from money?
I really hope you took advantage of all the opportunities this offered to you, but heading off for 2 weeks for yourself. That's pretty good.
That is astounding. On a more local level.
Two that always stick out to me is Lilliput, Westmeath.
Lilliput.
And Fort Lucan. Fort Lucan, he always came home with cuts and bruises and scars. Loads of memories.
Okay.
They're the two that always stick out for me.
Is Fort Lucan some sort of army camp that you were put through? Or is... Actually, no, Fort Lucan is... It looks like the original Emerald Park.
Great, okay.
And it's still going. Lilliput Adventure Centre in
yeah.
Westmeath. A bit of kayaking. More water-based, I think it is.
I'm going to say... Either one or two words. I don't know if it should be one or two words. I need you to tell me. Clara Lara.
Clara Lara.
What and where was that? Because I have heard of people going on tours to there. Probably a few years back at this stage. Never really knew what it was, where it is, what you did there. Clara Lara, explain please.
I didn't know that ski trips were so popular when it came to school tours. Hi Daryl in Galway. Went to Austria on a 2-week ski trip when I was 15. I asked, what kind of a school was that? It was a school trying to up its better scores. Great trip. They never done it again. Why, Daryl?
Yeah, 2 weeks seems excessive. I think if you're... And like, Jesus, I know you could say, oh, they got a trip out of it. But like, the teachers having to go for 2 weeks as well.
We had planned to rate and slate, but it is hard to slate those who got to go skiing for a week or 2 weeks in Austria or France or Italy.
you've really upped the game for us. We have nothing to slate. So if you do want to go down that road, like you were, I don't know, brought 10 minutes down the road to some local monument, we would absolutely welcome that.
Where's the stories of students causing absolute havoc abroad and the school never being able to have another school tour abroad again? Yes. That's the type of story that we haven't heard yet. Some of these, I'm like, are they winding us up? Declan and Monaghan. McCartan's College, the same as it's known in Monaghan. My brother went to Ethiopia and the Space Centre in Belgium on his TY school tours. I got to go to Paris and a Celtic game. They had some great tours back in the day. Jesus Christ! Ethiopia!
I need to know who was in charge of arranging these. What sort of contacts did they have? And how did you get it by your parents to be like, oh yeah, I'm just heading off now for a week?
We heard from so many people that got a week or two skiing, whether it was France or Italy or Austria. Some schools even had the choice. It was put out to them, oh, would you like to go here or there? And people took advantage of it. Did no skiing trips was so popular through schools.
I really think they have increased a lot in popularity over the last few years, and I genuinely can't understand why. Are they not the biggest insurance risk of all time? Is skiing not something that you're very likely to get injured at if it is your first time doing it? But I don't want to take away your fun. I'm just bitter with my lack of school tour.
Like Caitlin, in second year, they had the option of going to Rome or Austria. They chose Austria and 30 of them went skiing. And then in fifth year, they also had French exchange for 2 weeks. Did we just go to very poor schools?
I honestly don't know. Was it just the effort not put in? What was the point?
We thought we were going to hear stories of woe and terrible school tours. No, we went to Austria for 2 weeks skiing, so we did. Mama and Papa were not happy, but they coughed up either way.
Hey! Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.